This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Kevin Kniestad. Singer LeAnn Rimes exploded onto the country music scene in 1996 at the age of 13 with the hit Blue. Ooh, oh, so lonesome for you. Now at the age of 31, she's had 13 number one singles, won 2 Grammy Awards, and has sold millions of albums. Her latest album is called Spitfire, and she's the star of a reality show on VH1 with her husband called LeAnn and Eddie. She'll be performing this Sunday at the Charlotte Pride Festival, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So I have to say, in preparing for this interview, I ended up watching a lot of the older music videos of yours.
Oh, no.
That
was, it's interesting and difficult at times to watch myself, you know, from 13 to now. I mean, everything is completely documented, every bad hairdo, every bad choice outfit, so those can be a little terrifying.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How do you feel about it now? Is it just outfits and hairdos, or do you have other feelings on those older videos?
It's almost like an out-of-body experience looking at myself, but thinking that, you know, I'm this child that I think, oh, you know, she worked her butt off. And, you know, it's almost like if only I could go back and just squeeze her. And, like, say, you know, you're doing a good job. That's kind of what goes through my mind, I guess.
Well, then let's flip that around. What was going through that 13, 14, 15-year-old girl's version of yourself back then? What was going through her mind?
I have no idea. I mean, it was such a whirlwind at the time that, you know, I think almost survival mechanism and the way that, you know, I had to push forward, I was constantly thinking about tomorrow and what I had to do. And it left me with kind of a dent in my life, in my memory, because I really, there's so much happening that I couldn't take it all in. People will, you know, say, oh, don't you remember this story? I'm like, huh? I did that, where, when, what? So, it was quite chaotic, I guess, at the time.
You signed a 20-year recording contract when you were 11 years old that just recently ended. And
Yes. When
I was 11 years old, I was just trying to make the Little League All-Star team and physically handle a crazy growth spurt. So do you remember being 11 and seeing that contract in front of you? And what was going through your mind? And do you regret signing something like that for so long?
My label and I have went through several different ups and downs. I mean, I was in a lawsuit with them for 3.5 years to try to get out of the deal because it's known as the worst deal in history. So, I was 11. I don't remember any of it, honestly. I remember, you know, singing in Mike Kirk's office and that kind of thing, but I don't remember the whole contract side of it. I was 11. All I knew I wanted to do was sing and that I loved music. And, I mean, no one can ever prepare an adult, much less a child, like, you know, for what they're about to come up against and go through. I have to say, I mean, I look at myself as a pretty strong human being and a fighter, you know, to have endured 20 years in this business and still be standing and still be making music and still be relevant, you know, it's a huge feat. And I think that, you know, it's rare that happens. So, I'm proud of what all I've gone through and the success I've had, you know, no doubt to be where I'm at.
I feel like listening to your music that you maybe have a little bit of an attachment to some old school country, but a lot of your recordings along the way kind of had a little country pop element to it. Was there sort of an expectation for young country singers to incorporate that pop sound into the country in order to appeal to a younger audience or for any other reason?
Not for me. I think maybe more so now, but in the 90s, I mean, that was really kind of where music and country music was headed. And there really wasn't a younger audience for country music back then. I mean, but you're right. I was really tremendously influenced by older country music, and I love the storytelling of it and the honesty of it. Back then, it really meant something to people. Like I felt like the people that were writing those songs and singing those songs had lived those songs, and there's truly a different kind of emotion, I feel, that comes out when you've actually lived what you're singing about.
Do you feel like that older type of country music can appeal to a younger audience?
I think it's almost, it's so cool and retro. It's almost like the, you know, the vinyl record. Like, kids are like, oh my God, you know, they're, now we're all of a sudden pressing vinyls again. I mean, not hugely, but it's becoming like a, like kind of a cool, hip thing to have. So I have faith in them. and I have faith in the music.
Leanne Rimes, her latest album is called Spitfire. She can be seen on the television show Leanne and Eddie. And you can hear her perform this Sunday at the Charlotte Pride Festival. Leanne, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. Thank you.
Oh, my love, what have I done? Oh, my love, what have I done? Shot a nail in your heart that I can't take back when I said you were my first love. But you're not my life. Far too long I hid my face. I fed off your forgiving grace. Well, I know your pride and must have took a beating when I used your love to rob your freedom. What have I?